Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps to build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori Amin interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then the show.
Hi, Nigar. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
So happy to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I have always been a reader and a writer, but my path has been very winding. Mm-hmm. I studied business and I worked in brand management, and then I worked in auditing, and now I've been teaching for a long time. Okay. But about 9 years ago, I took a novel writing class, and that sort of set off a lot of learning for me about writing and novels. I took more classes, I attended conferences, I read blogs, listened to podcasts, read all sorts of craft books, and developed this really supportive writing community. Mm-hmm. And I think all of that learning and the community has led me here today with my debut.
I love this. I'm excited with your debut. So we're going to chat a little bit about that beforehand. But I know in your pre-interview questions, you mentioned jigsaw puzzles and having, you know, a table just to dedicate for that. When did you acquire this hobby? Was it a pandemic hobby that you're just like, you know, or was it before the pandemic? And you're like, I'm an OG, you know?
I have always loved jigsaw puzzles. And I think as I grew older, I had less and less time for them. But our local library used to have a table just for a jigsaw puzzle, like a really massive one. Okay. So if you went there, you could sit, put a couple of pieces on, and so it was a community puzzle. Mm-hmm. And during the pandemic, they had to stop doing that, of course. But during the pandemic, I did do more puzzles. And one day, yes, I would also like a jigsaw puzzle table in the house.
That would be great. Do you have any favorite puzzles that you look for, like favorite brands or favorite things? You're like, oh my gosh, these are like my go-to, you know?
Yeah, I have one of my favorites is an office with a bookshelf. Yeah. And, you know, the point of view is reading because one open book is right in front of you. So that is my favorite one. It's got a lot of detail. I think it's 1,000 pieces.
Yeah.
But I do love it. Yes.
Oh, this is so exciting. I love this. I love like talking about hobbies. So you're like, these are non-monetization hobbies that we just happen to have that can relax us, that can just kind of like quiet our mind and just enjoy it. And it's just for you to just do it, you know.
Absolutely.
There's something to be said. So let's talk about your writing. Let's talk about your debut novel, Under the Tamarind Tree. What is the elevator pitch?
Under the Tamarind Tree is set in Karachi, Pakistan, and it alternates between the present day and 1964, when Rosina, the main character, and her three childhood friends are on the precipice of adulthood, and they're all holding on desperately to secrets that lead to one tragic, life-changing night. And in the present day, the truth behind that night and all the secrets threaten to come out when Rosina gets a telephone call from someone she hasn't heard from in 15 years.
Gosh. And so what was the process of writing? Because you're writing dual timeline and writing a setting that's not familiar. Like, you know, what was the process for you to put together this book, you know?
Well, the inspiration was personal. It sort of grew out of my desire to know about my own family and their struggles during and after partition, which was an event that happened 20 years before the book even started.
Yeah.
So the ripples are felt through the book, and I wanted to examine how children deal with such a traumatic event. Yeah. So the adults in the book were children at that time. And so I started pretty much developing the past timeline first, even though that first chapter is in the present day and it stayed the same. If you can believe it, throughout everything. Yeah.
Yes, it's amazing.
Yes. Not every single word, but the main thing is still the same. So I started in the present and then I just shifted to the past and I built that up. And in the second draft, I made the present one more robust.
Mm-hmm. And were you a plotter or you're a pantser?
I think I know where a story begins and I know where it ends.
Yeah.
And the rest is just figuring it out. I have to kind of write it down to figure it out.
Yeah. There's no right way to wrong. Like people, like it depends, I think, on how our brains work, you know, like to get it done. And so each person in each book has its own formula. You know, I imagine you probably have read other books and it's like, it's a different process. Like you start over again as a beginner, no matter what, you know.
Absolutely. It's very surprising why you have to start all over again as feeling like a beginner once again.
Which in some ways is like, you know, a lot of the philosophers think the beginner's mind is where we need to be, you know? So it's not a bad place to be. It's frustrating as someone is like, well, I've done this before, you know?
That's right.
Difficult, but it's not a bad place to be, you know?
Okay. That's good to know. Yeah.
Awesome. So what kind of books do you tend to read?
Oh, I read across the board. I read a lot of historical fiction. I read contemporary fiction. I read thrillers and mysteries. I even read YA. I love memoirs. So I really do read across the board and I learn from all of them.
So speaking of historical fiction, because you did have some historical fiction in your book, what kind of time period do you gravitate to? Because that's a really broad genre. There's a big market in World War II, but there's all other, you know, historical fiction. Yes. So
absolutely. I think I gravitate to the 20th century more. And yeah. Apparently, the 90s are now considered historical fiction, which is mind-blowing. Yeah.
As someone who grew up in the 90s, that's mind-blowing. And the 90s were just 10 years away. I don't understand.
Right. It was just yesterday.
It was just yesterday. We didn't have internet or social media. And we had to dial up, you know?
A different world completely. So I guess that's why it's historical fiction now.
Oh my gosh. Well, yeah, I am looking forward to that. And then I will be one of those, like, you know, my grandparents' age were like, that was not the way it happened. I'll be like, that's not accurate.
Yes, so, yes, absolutely.
Be a grumpy one. Like, no, I wish that here.
I know what I'm talking about, right?
It's probably like, you know, 20, 30 years from now, they'll write about the pandemic and they'll write, you know, what happened. And we're going to be like, oh, no, we know about the toilet paper shortage, you know? Oh.
Yes, absolutely.
Yep. So, all right. So let's talk some book recommendations. Do you have any books to recommend our listeners to pick up?
Yeah. One of my favorite books, I had to choose. It was very difficult to choose. I had to choose I put a time period to it, you know, just the last 6 to 9 months. Otherwise, the list would be way too long.
Yeah.
So, but one of my favorite memoirs was Viola Davis's Finding Me. Oh, it was just so powerful and raw and honest. And I listened to it as an audiobook and her delivery, of course. I mean, she's just amazing. Her voice, and it was sad, so heartbreaking at times, but ultimately it was hopeful, and I just really, really loved that memoir. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I'm adding that to my TBR as a memoir, as an audiobook, because I would like, there's something to be said, especially actors reading their own work. It's like, you know, they're delivering, you know, they're telling you the real story. You know?
Oh, yes, absolutely, and her voice is just beautiful.
Yeah.
And another one that I really liked was a YA book, actually, and it's called All My Rage by Sabah Tahir. And I loved the Pakistani-American representation in that book. I felt she did a great job. It's hard because you're trying to represent this very broad community. Mm-hmm. So I can sense that it would be very challenging, but she is, of course, just an expert at all of this. Book was young children who've suffered through a lot of grief and and hardship, and they were just dealt cards that were tough, you know, that happens, and how they got through it and became adults and sort of dealt with all of their issues. It was very powerful. I felt she did a great job. Yeah.
I'm adding that to my TBR for sure. So, So Nigar, tell us where you can find your line.
So my website is nigaralamwrites.com, and I'm on social media, mostly on Instagram at nigaralamwrites. It's the same thing there. And I'm the same on Twitter at nigaralamwrites.
Awesome. Thank you, Nigar, for being on the show.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other book recommendations, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com. Thank you so much for listening and happy reading.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you once for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.